Good evening and welcome to this. What is this? This is a very strange, very old microphone that I'm using. It's a stereo mic, single point, peaky, strange, old, odd thing from 1970. This is a Sony F99S, single point, passive, dynamic microphone. That's right, there are two elements, one on the left, one on the right, and when you exist in the center, it sort of does this interesting peak cone effect thing. Now, I wanted to see what this microphone did because, well, first, it was $7 on eBay, and second, because it's a single point dynamic microphone. I've never seen a single point. This thing is plastic, very molded cable that makes a bunch of noise when you move it, and it was made for portable tape recorders of the time. Probably very specific portable tape recorders because it has an odd connector on it. It has three connectors on it, actually, in one big molded plastic thing. It has two 3.5 millimeter jacks and a single, I don't know what this other thing is in the middle, it has a switch. And the switch is used to turn on and off the recorder. It's a remote switch. It's not a 2.5 millimeter like I've seen on many such devices. It's something else entirely. And I have no idea what it's actually called, but it's weird. So what I've done to adapt it to something slightly modern is, very, very much virtual duct tape, as it were. I'm using a pair of 3.5 millimeter TRS to quarter inch or 6.5 millimeter TS cables and some barrels. Now the problem is, the issue that I found is that these I'm using these because these are all I have. The TRS on one side actually makes it so that when you stick the microphone and the barrel on it fully, it actually phases out and you're left with no audio. Which means that I'm actually left in the precarious position of having the microphone on both sides plugged halfway into each barrel connector. Which means that the already noisy audio that I have, which I've taken the liberty of running through noise reduction so you don't have to deal with all that, is even more prone to interference and stupid stuff on the right and on the left. So it's kind of interesting because this thing does actually have a relatively decent image. It's just that the frequency response and the curve of this microphone make it such that there'd be no way I would bother using it with anything, really. But it's fun to play with. So that's why I'm doing this. Basically, just to show you that from 1970, we can have something with a single point of pickup, both sides, that exists and records in stereo. It's just really weird to be using this thing that's 46 years old. Oh, and the output is pretty low, even for a dynamic mic. For those who are familiar with the Shure SM7B, I would say that both of these elements are roughly about as hot or not, as the case actually is. So let's actually go outside for a second with this weird old thing and, first what I'm going to do is not go through the window like I almost did. I have this, you know, I've lived here for almost 2 years, but there's one, there's one stupid thing that I tend to sometimes do when walking to the door that leads out to the terrace, is there's a window just on the opposite wall, and for some reason I like to gravitate to that window rather than the door itself. I really don't know why, but even after all this time, I still do that. It's a little bit dumb, but there you have it. So is life sometimes. Thank you. No, couldn't really focus on that to get a good image of that, but that's weird with this peak anyway. Door's locked. Right, so let's see what this weird peaky mic does out here. Where there is actually stuff to, Yeah, see, it's got a pretty decent stereo image. Except for the, everything else that's annoying about it. That's weird. But, not a lot going on out here just at the moment. So this is somewhat boring. Oh, there we go, a bird on the left. Now I'll turn this way so it's on the right. Yeah, that's just really bizarre. The random clicks are just by me moving around a little bit. The cable is getting knocked. And as you heard earlier with the molded cable, it really does make a lot of noise. Yeah, really not a bad stereo image. It's just that the frequency response and the relative, well, extremely low output makes it not really all that useful in the grand scheme of things, but it's still fun to play with. All right, let's get back in the house so I can do stuff. Close it. Okay. Right, well, that was fun. And what would a stereo microphone recording demo of sorts be without the toilet test? Well, let's just head to the bathroom and do one of those, because I wouldn't be me if I didn't. Well, it probably would be me, I just wouldn't be a very good imitation of myself. So let's not